You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles singer-songwriter Joanne Jansen and her forthcoming CD, Sad Circus. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the Canadian-based singer-songwriter Joanne Jansen and her forthcoming release, Sad Circus. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Joanne regarding her forthcoming release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From Sad Circus, here is Joanne Jansen with Do It All Over Again. From her forthcoming CD Sad Circus, that was Joanne Jansen with Do It All Over Again. Visit Joanne at her official website, www.joannejansen.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Joanne regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Well, it's a fantastic CD that you have here, Joanne, and now that it's out there for people to take in, how do you feel about the end result?
Oh, I'm over the moon with the end result. I didn't really have any expectation of what it was going to be or sound like. I just kind of wanted to go into the studio and make something that really represented me, and thanks to working with a great producer, we were able to do that. So, yeah, I'm over the moon. I can't wait for people to start getting their copies, and my CD release is actually going to be in January 14th, and it's going to be a good party and going to have a great year.
And who did you work with to get in terms of production?
A great producer right there on Music Row in Nashville by the name of Eddie Gore at Insomnia Studios. And he's amazing. I think he's sort of got this amazing talent for not only production but vocal direction. He really knows how to pull a vocal out of you that's really organic and really serves you and who you are, and yeah, he's just an amazing person. He spends a lot of time getting to know you sort of on a personal level, which hasn't really been my experience in the past, so I think that really makes a huge difference for the entire project. We started in January of this year, so it's been almost a full year working on it, so yeah, he's really a great producer.
I see. And how do you feel that this project is different from projects past, besides the producer that you worked with?
Yeah. Well, I was really, in the past, the only recording I've done was two recordings that I did for radio to send to Canadian radio. And I worked with a really great producer here in Canada also, like the top Canadian country producer. And I just sort of felt at the time that I kind of rushed in, picked some songs, and recorded them. The recordings were amazing, they sounded great, and they actually got really well received at radio, but just didn't really feel that it represented me on a personal or an emotional level. So I think for me this was an entirely different project. I was coming at it from a whole different perspective. I wasn't doing it sort of, I guess, for anything but to really connect with the music, and it really just had to be something I would have said or that I did say in writing the song. The CD is a collection of songs that I've written, but also songs that I searched out and picked from other songwriters. So, yeah, for me that was the big difference. I just really feel like this CD is uniquely me and not anything that was just kind of, you know, made for radio.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that get started?
Oh, well, actually from a pretty young age, my dad was a rhythm guitarist and a lead singer in a great little cover band in the little town that I lived in because I grew up in Australia, on the east coast of Australia.
I was wondering where the accent didn't sound Canadian.
Yeah, people often think that's a little strange. I've been living in Canada for 11 years, but my whole family is in Australia. I married a Canadian, so that's how I got to be here. But yeah, so I grew up around music. I can remember as a little girl sitting there with these huge headphones on that were probably bigger than me, listening to the Beatles that my dad had. And so for me, I guess I kind of grew up in the dance halls. My mom would, when we got tired, put a blanket under the table and we would curl up and I'd listen to the music with my ear on the floor and listen to Dad play the night out, and that's kind of how it began for me. I never, I guess at that age, ever thought I would pursue a career in music. So I actually went to university and I got a business degree and I did all those things. And then 2 years into working, I realized I really wanted to pursue a career in music. So I kind of went off in a whole different direction. And yeah, I haven't really stopped ever since, I guess.
And at what point did songwriting start? Roughly the same time, or?
No, actually, songwriting for me really has only been in the last probably 5 years. I am a mum, and I've been a stay-at-home mum, really, for about 5 years. So I have an 8-year-old, I have 2 little girls, 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. And I think, really, the songwriting for me started then, when I had kids and I was at home. I picked up the guitar and really started playing a lot of guitar and found out that I could be pretty creative as my guitar work got a lot better. And, yeah, I just kind of started writing. And, again, I only really wrote for me at home. I didn't really ever show anyone my songs. It's kind of like a cheap therapy. I don't have to do anything but write a song and I'm over it kind of thing. So, yeah, just really in the last probably 5 years, I started writing.
And explain the process for you in terms of songwriting. How do you go about it?
For me, I usually have a phrase or a title or a hook that I hear. Something, usually it's just in general everyday things, people chatting. People will say things and they don't even know they've said it. That's a really interesting concept. And I actually use my iPhone and I just put those titles down there, and when I have time to sit down and write, I pull all the titles up or the hooks up, and then I'll usually put music to it. Sometimes I have a melody in my head before, and I'll write to that, but almost always for me, it's centered around something I've heard, an idea, or like a hook line. That's generally how it works for me.
Visit Joanne at her official website, www.joannejansen.com. From Sad Circus, here is Joanne Jansen once again with Hollow.
Everybody gets to be young.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the December Artist of the Month, One-Eyed Doll, and their latest release, Break. In a fairly short amount of time, this dynamic duo, comprised of Kim Freeman and Junior, have become the toast of South by Southwest and have amassed a loyal worldwide following due to their out-there songcraft and fiery stage presence. One-Eyed Doll, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit One-Eyed Doll at their official website, www.oneeyeddoll.com. Albuquerque's intelligent alternative just got a whole lot smarter. Local IQ and Rockwired Media are pleased to present to you Local IQ Radio, a new weekly online radio showcase coming soon to local-iq.com. Local IQ Radio is your guide to music, art, theater, and film from the Duke City and beyond. Local IQ Radio, coming sooner than you think. To local-iq.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for singer-songwriter Joanne Jansen and her forthcoming CD, Sad Circus. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Joanne regarding her forthcoming CD, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
Of the songs that you wrote on this CD, which ones stand out for you the most?
I guess one of the first songs I wrote was a song called Hollow, and really for me it was it's kind of like a chat that I'm having with my children or for my children, but then as a teenager. because one day I was sitting outside the local high school and I had heard some teenagers talking, and the conversation was really interesting, but it was really surface level, really superficial and really shallow. And I remember writing down on a piece of paper, God, I hope my kids aren't that shallow when they're that age. So I had the chance to team up with a fantastic songwriter in Nashville, who's also Canadian. His name's Daryl Burgess, and he's amazing. He's just really, really smart, really has been doing this for years and years, and his theory is that if you don't have a new way to say it, then don't say it. So we wrote the song that ended up being Hollow, called Hollow on the album, and I absolutely love it. It's kind of like almost like a rock song, and I just love it because it's so different, and it comes, you know, directly from a little experience that I had.
And you also handpicked some songs as well. What attracted you to those specifically?
Well, I'm a sucker for a story song. My roots are kind of in country music, so I love the story song. So there's songs on the album like Whiskey Rain, which was just an amazingly, like, really cool imagery for me that I connected to right away. And another song called Me Without You, which ironically I didn't know at the time, has one of the same songwriters on it as Whiskey Rain, which is also a really awesome imagery type song. And honestly, if conceptually, if I didn't believe it and understand it and could sort of stand behind it and live with it, I guess, I just wouldn't even look at the song. So to me, it was about being something that it would be something that I would have written or that I would have said, then it was a contender for the album, and obviously if it was a great melody. So, yeah, we probably listened to hundreds and hundreds, maybe 1,000 or more songs just to handpick the 7 that we picked that I didn't write.
And you say the album's coming out in January, but have there been any opportunities for live audiences to hear any of the songs, or...?
Yeah, I've done some acoustic shows, and everything's been really well received so far, so I'm pretty excited to get the full band behind it, get the CD release concert under, start touring it. So I'm really excited. I love to play acoustically. So if I get the chance even to, like, at a coffee shop or at a restaurant or anything like that, I'd love to, you know, just try out one or two new songs, and it's been really well received, so I'm hoping that the entire CD will be.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard this album?
For me, it's really about being yourself. I didn't pick any of the songs or write any of the songs, I guess, so that it was like some kind of vocal gymnastics to impress anybody or anything like that. It's really just for me to really represent where I am at in my life. I'm 35 years old. I'm, you know, married. I have 2 children, and I'm really, really crazy ambitious about life. And I would like other people to realize that, you know, if there's things out there for you to do, nothing can stop you if you really want to do it and you're really passionate about it.
Visit Joanne at her official website, www.joannejansen.com. From her CD Sad Circus, here is Joanne Jansen once again with Whiskey Rain.
Waved at her fence at red lights and dark bars, and she kissed every good-looking man. He drove first day he blew into town. He captured their sweethearts, poor country girls, men hungry heart. Oh, she was a virgin to heartache. She'd never been burned by men. Some fast-moving hearts can't be tamed. She'll try.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Joanne Jansen for her time and her music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the